4:45 on downtown. It is time for the good. No, it's not the good, the bad, and the ugly. What the hell? One sip of wine and he's gone. Wow.
That's touching.
I did. I looked at you and I saw good.
Ah.
I caught Carrie. Take your pick. And then my own reflection. It's time for Message in the Bottle, for God's
sure
sake.
Is.
Eric Meehan of Bangor Wine and Cheese Company here with us. Frankly, just in the nick of time. Hello.
That's what I do. I come in the nick of time and befuddle all who drink my wares.
No.
So hi, everybody. As we were, we were just having a good laugh about real estate. As everybody recalls, I'm a real estate agent. And this time of year, as I was sort of laughing with Rich, was sort of tidying up and doing this and that. And Carrie chimed in that he's been reveling in the glories of a Dallas-based mortgage company, which is just sounds horrible. And of course, it's even more horrible when it's in an accent.
Yes,
I think.
Yes.
So. Yes.
Well, good. I hope that all de-escalates soon. It's like my favorite time of year. So I'm, as I was saying earlier before we came on, it's sort of the grind of getting into school and getting my children out of school at the right times.
Yes.
And not leaving them stranded. And thus far, I've done pretty well.
Good job.
And actually, now they're issuing instructions that you must not pick us up until such and such a time, so that I have had full time to have snacks and playground time and all this. So it's cool. Like they're socially adept. Well done, because I was never really that. I was, I tried, but
it hasn't reached the point yet where they have you park around the corner.
That's true. That's true. Is your son doing that already?
Not yet, but I.
Dad, you park over here.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah. Son.
I'll walk about a half a mile and meet you, so the other kids don't see you.
Yeah, that's. I know that's coming. I'm sure my daughter's going to hit that. I'm going to wear something wrong someday,
okay.
And it's going to be like, you're going to wear that and walk me to school, huh? Maybe today is my first day solo. Okay.
That's I can cool. make it from here, Dad.
That's all right. It's fine. As they grow more independent, I grow more able to do things like watch football, which is
go.
Great at this
yes,
time of year.
Yes.
But then I all of a sudden start to feel really guilty. Like maybe I'm not, being a good father and being the guy who will never get told to wait around the corner. And then I look at the football screen again. I'm like, oh, football.
Yeah, I'll wait around
it's
the
like
corner.
Squirrels. It's like all the squirrels around. It's like, ooh, squirrels. By the way, fun football if you're anybody but me who's a Giants fan. By the way, we're looking for a right tackle in New York.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody can.
Yeah.
I would just take a big fat guy. I don't care. Just stuff him in there because I'm sad already.
That would work.
My season is lost. I can only rely on you Pats fans and your recent acquisition.
It's never fun. On the hierarchy of Giant fandom, my personal experience has been nothing's worse than losing to the Eagles except losing to the Cowboys.
That's right. And
and in the old days, losing to Washington. But now,
Yeah, it's right. I don't feel the same. There's such a odd cluster down there.
Yeah.
I feel like they're... And this is not to disparage Notre Dame, but I feel like they're sort of the Notre Dame of the league, just sort of living in a antiquated world amongst themselves in the Beltway, and it's just that's their thing. And it's
right.
They technically are in our division, but beyond that, I don't care. But I love beating Jerry Jones, and that's always sad when you don't get to do that, and it's especially sad when you don't get to do that and you knew it was coming.
Yeah.
So I drank wine. What kind of wine did I drink? I don't know. But since we're going to talk about California wine, let's do that.
Yes.
So we've talked about some of the heavy hitters and some of the origins. And so I'll take this week and sort of talk about all the other really cool things that are happening in California. And then next week, we're going to go back to the boring old Cabernet grape because we haven't really hit that. We did Chardonnay earlier. So what's going on in California is different than what happens in Europe. And the reason why is because we have these delimited zones just like Europe has. We call them AVAs, American Viticultural Areas, and California is rife with them, which is fair because California has just an incredible amount of decent vineyard land, both towards the coast and inland. And actually, we're going to be enjoying a wine from the J. Lohr estate today. And they actually are well known for working both on the coast in Monterey and then in inland in Paso Robles. The wine we're going to drink today is from the Monterey vineyards. But it's really cool. And so given all that, you'd have to assume that there's probably microclimates where you can do a lot of other stuff beyond Cabernet Sauvignon, Chardonnay, Sauvignon Blanc, maybe just as a secondary thought, unless you're the Honig Estate in Napa. There's got to be a lot of other stuff. And of course there is. One of my favorite other stuff groups is one that we've often talked about and tried their wines called the Rhone Rangers. So this is a group of folks who it's you can go on their website, it's and you'll see all the list of everybody there, but they have to have a certain high percentage, I believe it's upwards of 70-75% of their product devoted to Rhone varietals. That's the Rhone Valley in France, right? It can be white, it can be red, rosé, but it has to be, you know, some of these like the Syrah, Grenache, Mourvèd, Marsan-Roussan, things like that. And it's really, I mean, they're just making absolutely tremendous wines. I think last year we tried the Terre Rouge from Bill Easton. Just wonderful things. And I implore you, go check out some especially some of the Syrahs that are coming out right now. They're not as rough and tumble as some of the Rhone wines. They're a little silkier, probably designed a little bit more for the American palate. I shouldn't say designed, but, you know, with us in mind. And so try these things out. Really cool stuff. And as I said, if you want to kind of know where and who is doing these, go to the Rhone Ranger website, and it'll let you know all about that stuff. Another big source of inspiration is, of course, our favorite region of Tuscany. And so you're starting to see a lot of people, yes, they have Cab, yes, they have Merlot. Some of them have Syrah, but they're also now trying to grow Sangiovese to some success. And Sangiovese is a grape that doesn't want a lot of ripe, heavy heat robustness. So you're finding that in some of the cooler, you know, sort of up the hillside regions. And it's really, really very interesting. Another one is, of course, Bordeaux. So you'll see things like Francis Ford Coppola's Claret is the one that you'll see everywhere. Claret simply being the British term for Bordeaux. Rémy is another wonderful claret, and we bring that into the store when I can. It's tough to get. Again, you know, taking inspiration from old world, but using some of the grapes, like they won't just use, you know, again, your Cab, your Merlot. It's like Petit Verdot, some Malbec, things like that, that you're just not seeing a lot of. And it's interesting we don't see a lot of Malbec up here, because you'd think with the success down in Argentina, people would say, oh, well, let's just throw it in up here. Not happening so much. Hmm. I don't know. I can't. I mean, we're a greedy people, so I can't believe we're just like, oh, well, live and let live. Let those folks down in South America have their thing. But it just hasn't really happened too much, except, again, in some of these places where they're trying to make these Bordelaise style. Other things, certainly you're seeing Tempranillo. Do remember the Tempranillo, obviously from Spain. It actually is, it likes cooler weather. Spain, higher elevation, so it likes cooler weather. Again, you're seeing experiments with that, but not a lot, not too much. Hopefully we'll see more of that. The white grape, Malvasia, really, really excellent. Again, from Italian lineage, and we have actually a couple right now because it's that prominent. We have a really nice still one. We also have one, which is Petit Naturel, so that's a bubbling in the bottle. And again, it's sort of, it's almost like we're sort of re-seeing the emergence of what made California great in the first place, which was a lot of young winemakers with nothing really to hold them back from doing anything. Because again, these AVAs, they're just delimited areas. It's not rules about what you can plant and where. So sort of the world's their oyster, and as more and more AVAs become available, it tends to increase the value of their bottlings, and so they're looking for things like that so that they can make a little coin, because most of the places in Napa, they're taken. I only have a couple more minutes, so really quick, as I said, we're going to try a really cool wine. Again, one of these, it's sort of experimental, but it was a mistake experiment. So this is from J. Lore, and they thought they were planting the grape Gamay, which is the grape in Beaujolais. And it, you know, it kind of looked like it and tasted like it. And they marketed it as black Gamay for years. And then they were in the fields, and an enologist from Europe said, that's not Gamay. That's not what it looks like. That's not right. They tested it. They found it's this really rare French grape called Val de Guy. It's one of my favorites. It's inexpensive. screw cap, so, you know, awesome. Just pop it and enjoy it.
This is a wonderful mistake.
Yes, exactly, you know. Really beautiful, deep hue color as well. You know, I just love, I love aesthetically pleasing wines. I did want to invite everybody. This Thursday, we're having a very, very cool wine tasting. Wines of California, interesting wines, like an old old school Zinfandel. So more medium-bodied and bright and tangy, really wonderful. Really cool quasi-French, quasi-Rhone blend, Rhone Rangers, right? We're trying a white Rhone blend. A bunch of other cool stuff. Really nice Cabernet Sauvignon, nice Sauvignon Blanc. And so I would encourage everybody, that's from 5 to 7 with my friend Jason. Also coming is my friend Joe Parise, who is behind Adamo's Italian Bakery. And they're wonderful old world style biscotti and cookies that are going to go great with your wine, with your coffee, whatever. He's a character. Come out and meet him. And, you know, it'll be fun. I mean, we're all back in school or into the, you know, the grind. So, you know, take a couple minutes. Come on down. Yeah. You know, it'll be fun.
That's a plan right there.
I think it's a solid plan. It's the best plan I can come up with at this point.
It's Eric Meehan from Bangor Wine and Cheese Company, 86 Hammond Street in Bangor. Message in the bottle every Tuesday afternoon. And you can park right out in front when you pick me up.
Very well. I'll be there.